All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I'm Gretchen Pritch. I am hosting this fabulous call today with Dawn Crystal. Super excited to have you here today. Dawn, thanks for joining us.
Aloha, everybody. I want to say good morning. I just want to say good morning to Dawn. This is Dawn Crystal in Maui, and I bet you it's early for everybody, maybe not. But thank you for having me back, Gretchen, and thank you for everybody taking their time out to be with us here for these exciting mini sessions that we'll be doing.
You're welcome, Dawn. Yeah, I'm so glad that you agreed to do this. I know it's super, super early for you.
It's 5 a.m., but that's good. I love it.
So I appreciate you having us here. And just, you know, a lot of people have really been jumping in on this offer, and especially, you know, like when you really start talking and learning about organs and if they're not functioning properly, like how it affects different areas, you know, from sleep to digestion to, like, there's just so many areas that, you know, if they're not functioning properly, that they affect. So I'm grateful that you've created this offer for us.
Well, I just want to let you know, just from my own life, you know, I may be a healer, but I didn't always have the frequency and the means that I have now today, what I'm sharing with everybody, especially what we're talking about, total body rejuvenation. This is advanced, by the way. And I alone had to stumble in and actually learn how to use these frequencies. Again, everybody, thank you for being here. If you're new, I'm Dawn Crystal. I'm a sound energy healer through my voice, and I'm really known to really help the body heal with the high-frequency sound sound frequencies that come. I download them actually from the source creator. Again, I don't put a modality to my work, everybody. So I bring in pure divine, pure light, pure the highest vibration of pure divine source energy through my voice to heal. And so anyway, yes, our vital organs, Gretchen, yes. If we don't have perfect health, and I'm not saying, you know, we all have blockage, okay? This is what we're going to be talking about today. How blockage in the body can contribute to really affecting our vital organs of our body. We're talking just our life. You know, our life is our organs in our body have to be functioning. I mean, I know people have issues with those and have transplants and surgeries, but I'm talking about just in general, if just getting our body back to really getting back to the original blueprint of what we were really created to be is really our energy of our body, and our body systems are really created to be perfect, and our bodies are really created by the creator, whatever you believe for that, to be in perfect harmony and actually function at the highest level. Now, that's why we're here today, and that's why I created this program, is to not everybody's body does that, okay, because we all have different stories. We have different traumas in our lives. We have had accidents. A lot of people have had surgeries, and it causes a lot of distortion and really affects the body in general, okay? So we'll be talking about that a little bit more and actually working with some callers to really see what's going on with you and see what kind of blockage you're having in the body, because I can help you with that. I'm really known to help people clear blockages within moments, minutes, and I do that live as well. I just do mini sessions, but I just let people know they're mini sessions, okay? So it's like a taste of my work, okay?
Yeah, it's a taste. So, well, and I think what's important is, you know, is for people to experience it and also witness your work, because it is definitely unique and fascinating to watch. So we're going to spend the next hour, guys, with one-on-ones and, you know, like talking, people talking to Dawn. You can write in. You can raise your hand by pressing *2. Dawn also graciously offered us a free gift to everybody who listens to this call today and who also listens to the replay. So I'll be announcing that later. So hang tight for that. And also, while we're listening, if you guys want to open up the special offer, it's orderjoynow.com/organ19. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/organ19. Dawn, I'm going to ask you, I know you have a huge bonus with this offer, with a 21-day remote healing that expired last night. I'm going to ask you here live if you would be willing to open that up through Friday, if we can still open it up for anybody that buys today through Friday, if they can still jump in on that 21-day remote healing.
Yeah, and I want everybody to know this is the first time I've ever offered that. It's going to be a 21-day intensive, which you really don't need to do anything except be open to the Creator. I'll be working on everybody every day with the divine Creator energies. And they'll be actually working on all your issues that are containing to your health, okay? So if you got a little bit of hormone issues there happening, any kind of blockages, well, they're going to be addressed within 21 days. And the main thing for you is not to try to get in the middle of trying to help it or anything. It's more or less to allow, because really the energies are there, and the energies that really we're working with are, have created us all. I'm talking about that beats your heart, everybody, and breathes your lungs. Every living creature on this planet, it does it for the creator and knows how to work with you. So this is really exciting, because it's going to be, you know, not only just the program in general, just want to mention, Gretchen, having the MP3s, which are really powerful anyway. This is just a bonus that I would actually be selling usually in another program. So I'm just giving it free. So, yeah, and we'll be starting that on the 1st. September 1st.
Yeah, so if you jump in now, and if you jump in any time between now and Friday, you can start the remote healing from day one, which is starting on Sunday the 1st. So just putting that out there if you guys feel called to jump in on Dawn's offer. All right, so Dawn, we have lots and lots of hands raised. We have lots and lots of questions. So if you're ready, I'm ready to dive in.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So let me just refresh. If you want to pick between 1 and 30.
Okay. I usually like to give benefit, Gretchen, always to the person who's longer on the call. So would that be number one?
Yep, number one.
Okay, we'll just give benefit to the first person, just because I think they probably were sitting there for a while. So I appreciate that.
Okay, so you're number one, your first three digits are 203. You are unmuted, 203. Hello? 203?
Maybe they listened.
203.
I was going to say, you guys should have stayed on the phone a little.
Are you there? All right. We can't hear you, 203, so I'm going to mute you. All right. There's another number one. I think maybe 203 got disconnected. So it's 404. 404,
yeah.
You are unmuted.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Great. I'm honored. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Glad to have you here.
Well.
What's your name?
My name is Jodeen.
Jodeen?
Yes.
Hi, Jodeen. Well, welcome to the call. I don't know if we've ever met before, but we're going to be talking about organ rejuvenation. So is there anything physically going on with you in your life? Or any health issues or challenges?
Yes. I never get sick, you know. But now I suddenly have ulcerated colitis. I've got, you know, we did the colonoscopy and the doctor couldn't go all the way up because it was she didn't want to tear it. It was so thin or worn out, you know, in my colon.
So you have, how long has this been going on for you? Just curious.
Well, actually a couple of years, because it flared up a couple of years ago, and then it went away, and now it's back. So
did you have any trauma in your life happen in this lifetime, or any your upbringing?
Was
it good?
It could have been better.
I'm seeing. We're talking about, so basically you're looking for some help to help with that, and I can see that. A lot of what I see, find with people, including myself, everybody, I've had a really hard life. And I can see you've had some really unsettling trauma. Is that early on in your life?
Yes. 4 years old. Yeah.
Oh, yes. 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 So I call it abuse, okay? But whatever the case is, some people really consider that it was, right? I'm going to tune in, by the way. Do you mind if I tune in? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm tuning in to get the answers from your soul. Your soul talks to me as well. I'm not just a sound healer. So basically, you've had trauma. So basically, what is happening for you is it's all stored up. And are you a regular listener here on Heartache to Joy?
Yes.
So you're kind of picking up, you know, and again, the frequencies that I bring in are really here to help humanity really unearth a lot of these, I call these hidden parts of ourselves. Hidden parts mean they're just kind of there. They're just kind of lingering. But right now with the new frequencies, my dear, it's really here to really get ourselves beyond that story and what we went through, to really get ourselves prepared to what we're really here and born in this lifetime to be, regardless of what age you are, because we're never, and our life is never ending, okay, meaning we never stop growing and expanding. So for you, it's right now, it's unearthing all these childhood traumas that you've had stored in you so you could be your fullest, and I think you're ready for it. Now, I have not worked with you before, and I think you would benefit on the remotes. I'm just letting you know. So we have a 21-day remote coming up. I'm just letting you know that, because that will be time for this stuff to come out. Because you're really right now very tender and very I'm not going to say the word fragile, but your body really needs help. You know what I mean? Because you have a lot of stored emotion as a child that you weren't able to get out. So I don't know if you had a voice as a child, but it's kind of like pushed down low. So are you aware of that?
Yeah, I can.
I'm kind of picking up, and I don't want to say this out loud, sexual trauma, but whatever the case is, you've had some trauma, you know, and we're not singling you out, but I am a healer, and I do pick up on things, okay? So what I'll do for you today is I'd like to just bring in, just because you're on the call, if you want to just kind of feel my energy, we could do just a little bit of a mini, bring in the light to you, just kind of let you feel your energy through your body, and, you know, I can't say I can cure that in 2 minutes. 1 minute session here, but it's all about you feeling the frequencies to see if it feels right to you. Is that good for you?
Yes.
Okay, so my dear, I do work with the Creator. So whatever your word for the Creator is, call it the highest good of all, is to allow this energy that's within you to start leaving. Okay, so all I'm going to do is bring in some light to you, and I want you to allow the light to come in from your crown chakra and spreading through your full physical body, trickling through all your organs, because you have it all deep down loud. It's like a stored ball of energy in your lower chakras, which is affecting everything, and your colon. So we'll just kind of let you feel it for a minute and see if you feel there's something happening, okay? But I want to mention one thing to everybody here, anybody who works with me, 2 minutes or a regular session, all the energies that we work with always continue working on you. So even though we don't talk, the energy continues to work because it's from the Creator that created you, knows where to go, and it'll just keep working on you. So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I want you to imagine a beautiful divine light above your head and just allow everything to leave into that light that doesn't serve you. You ready?
Yes.
And we'll go gentle on you because you are gentle. So we'll just allow it to come into the way that actually serves you the highest. So just allow, I'm a sound healer, so just let it come in. Are you sensitive to energy or not?
I've never felt anything.
Well, the reason why you're not sensitive to energy, and it's fine if you don't feel it when I'm working on you, the reason is, and I want you to know something, you're not singled out. I was one of those people, everybody. I was traumatized as a child, and I shut my energy and all my energy down, so I could not feel, and I was like, almost like you made yourself invisible as a child. Are you aware of that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so we just need to be loving with that part of you, not force your inner child. So we're just going to bring some energy in and just allow, because I'm not going to force anything, because your inner child has been through a lot of trauma. I'm just trying to get vital energy of life force to come through you so your body can feel that and start healing itself. Something starting to maybe lighten up on you a little bit.
I'm paying attention. I don't know though.
Yeah, it's okay. There's just you never worked with me before, but it's okay. It's coming in, just trickling in like gentle raindrops from the divine Creator through your crown chakra, just filling you up with the pure divine unconditional love and light that you truly are. Some part of your being forgot about that, so we're just helping you remember. Okay, there's some energy just coming into your stomach. I don't know if you could feel like little tingles maybe. Everyone has a little bit of different word. It's just like almost like coming in to like put these gentle raindrops from the heavens, I call it divine heaven, into your body to kind of just fill you up with divine light. Bringing it down to your feet right now. So just take a deep breath. I worked with you a little differently than I would some other people. And the reason is because I'm not here about blasting out energy on you. I'm all about serving your highest good. So I don't know if you're, it's fine if you don't sense it all because, like I said, I worked with you a little bit more gentle. But see if you could be aware, because I want to make you more aware, because right now you're kind of shut down And this is all about opening you up to awareness of energy. So can you maybe be slightly aware of something happening?
Yeah, I am slightly. I do feel like I'm kind of opening up, but
yes, air.
Yes. You know, gentle.
The expansion, yes. So that is what the energy of light comes in. It's not going to be jolting, even though my energy is very powerful. It's not going to be jolting to somebody who's actually going through a lot of physical issues right now. That's why I'm doing 21 days, because it's going to allow the light to come in and soothe and work on those areas. And, you know, miracles can happen, everybody, in moments. So everyone knows me is that I don't really waste a lot of time and need a lot of time to heal. But, you know, there's just certain issues in our lives that we do need to kind of tenderly work with those issues, and especially my dear who's been traumatized as a child, that we can't go in and just force feed the inner child and push them over aside. And, you know, because everybody here is on the spiritual fast track of healing, and forget about the physical part of our side of our being that really needs to be nurtured and come back into oneness, into our heart chakra. And that's what I did for you, is I just kind of let them take a taste or feel of your truth, your true light of who you are, because that's what I really do, is I bring in your light to your body. And so you can, your inner child can taste this and feel this for, try it on for size in some ways, to really make choices to say, yes, I want the light. I really choose the light. I choose to really release my traumas from childhood. So you can really become the true person that you're born here to be. So take another deep breath now. You should even be feeling a little bit lighter. You aware of that?
Yeah, it's like in my stomach. I still feel like air is going in, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, yes. And I want to mention, because I'm going to leave you at this energy right now because we have a lot of callers, to just know and trust, drink some extra water today, my dear, and stay in gratitude, okay? Because energy, you being picked by Gretchen and me working with you is not a coincidence, and me sharing the gifts to you. It's all about love around you, okay? And there's some part of your being that needs to remember that you're loved, okay? Unconditionally.
Okay.
And I want to say much love to you, girl, my dear. And I want to mention, you know, if you're on the call or if I work with you in the future, we'll go deeper into your traumas, because you do have them stored up, and I don't know. You feel it out. But anyway, thank you for just allowing me to share my gift with you today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Much love to you, my dear. You too. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was very cool. Thank you, Dawn. That was awesome. I loved how you explained all of that and opened her up to receiving the energy. That was awesome.
Well, you know, Gretchen, it's not all about forcing, because everybody knows me. I'm a speed healer, okay? I mean, that's just what everybody knows. I'm a speed healer on auto, like on speed dial. But it's about me serving the person's highest good. It's not about me just, you know, doing it in 2 seconds here. Because if I jolt somebody who's actually going through really deep healing, Gretchen, I'm not serving them, okay? And it's all about right. serving their highest good and how they can receive it. So it's definitely. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. So I have a question here from Sarah. She says, hi, Gretchen and Dawn. May I know what is the biggest blockage to my healing processes, which is slow and painful? Also, by listening to the MP3s, will it interfere with my other ongoing healing modalities?
Well, what I just want to mention, Gretchen, with my work, more is not better. Okay, so what I'm trying to say, for instance, if you purchase my program and you have my MP3s, she could listen to them if she has somebody else. I usually like to keep my energy clean and clear with people, meaning if you're going to do something with me, then commit to my work, you know, give it the chance, because otherwise I don't want to say it's going to confuse the energy. But I'm also going to say that if you want to really know the full extent of what I'm giving you and the energy and light, you know, take that in consideration. I usually don't like to say that, but she can. If she does mix it, if she does decide to mix it with somebody else's energy, please give it 8 hours in between the session, the MP3s especially that I'm giving, because the energy that comes through my MP3s, even though they may be 10 or 15 minute module, they're actually activations, everybody. And what they do is they continually work on you beyond just listening that short period of time. So you listen to the MP3s, again, with headphones or earbuds if you have them. I would suggest it, because it's only 10 or 15 minutes. I'm a sound healer, so I'm bringing in frequency. And then you just go about your day drinking some extra water. And a lot of people will feel movement after my session, of course, the MP3s, because they're going to go in and start working on you. And that's why I usually say, when you purchase anything, and work on my MP3s, don't just, you know, listen to one, but listen to it for at least a week, you know, just allowing things to keep moving out, because that's what's happening. The energies are going in from source. They're going in to start clearing things out that are lower vibration within you, so you could start feeling better in your body. Right now we're talking about organ regeneration and having perfect health. Well, that's the essential platform. That's the essential foundation of us having everything that we want in this lifetime. We have to still take care of the physical body. So Gretchen, I'm sorry to ramble on, but that's exactly, I would say yes, if she needs to do that, but please spread the MP3s out at least 8 hours apart, okay?
All right, cool.
Yep.
I have a question here from Diana. She says, hi, Dawn and Gretchen. I have IBS, and I'm thinking of getting package A. Which MP3 should I start with? I ask because something are symptoms, but not the real case.
Okay, so I would say with her is, because these are different areas of the body, is because I'm all about self-empowerment and I don't really know where she's from, is to say, feel it out in your heart, because actually, since these are really high frequencies from the Creator, there's a part of your body that's actually, I call it your heart, you know, you're just your knowing, knows which one you need to go, because I usually say some people just feel like, oh, I just need to do this. So with her, I would say if she doesn't really know, just start with number one. And even if she doesn't think she has an issue in that area, it doesn't have to be in sequence, Gretchen, but if someone's not really sure, then just start with the first one, because the energy is nowhere to go anyway, okay?
Yep, makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take our next caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 44.
Okay, so we're going to go up to number 30.
Number 30. Okay, your first three digits are 614. You are unmuted. 614, I think it's an international number.
Oh, I think that's me.
It is you. Welcome.
Okay. I'll just put my headphones on. I think it'd be better.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have actually just bought Dawn's package. I wanted to ask, if I had played in the house and my husband is not very conscious, could I help him anyway?
Well, that's your very loving soul. What's your first name, sweetie?
Sushil.
What is it again? I couldn't hear you.
It's Sushil.
Sushil? Well, welcome. Okay,
yes.
I don't think we've ever spoke before,
thank you.
So thank you for being here and taking your time out and purchasing my program. So you're one of the loving, I call you just a loving soul that's trying to, obviously, you're like on the, I call you the spiritual fast track, and then you're kind of like the energetic mentor to everybody else around you, even though they're asleep. So for you, I would say you can play in the background, but if your husband's resistant to awakening, because a lot of people are, they're going to awaken in their own unique way. Does that make sense? It may not be the same as you. It may not be the way you do it. Now, you're welcome to try, but a lot of times there's a resistance with people who are just not really want, they kind of have to find their own way. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of feeling for you, because I'm an intuitive, is you could do it out of love, but to force it on somebody is not always going to make them awaken any quicker. Because it's like,
no.
I know you're doing it, but it's like, usually your story is very common, okay? Because there's usually somebody it's usually a spouse or someone who's not. And that's what we have to be loving, because not everybody is going to do it the way you do it and as fast as you do it. But that's okay. It's all about being accepting of them, of where they're at, and just loving them. And if they're just a little, I wouldn't say slow or behind. I would just say that we're just all unique, and we just kind of have to find what feels right to us, okay, in our own unique way. So I would say, keep doing your work, because the thing is, you're doing your work, and I'm glad you're here, because you'll be in our 21-day remote. He's going to feel, even with, I think, the best to not even say anything, because he's going to feel energy. You're not going to be aware of it, but I can tell you, energy will be working on you, especially when I tune into everybody every day. You're going to change, okay, because it's what you're changing is you. Yes. So everybody else around you is going to be a byproduct of that, meaning they're going to shift and change as well, even though they're not conscious of it. Does that make sense without you forcing it, playing it, say, hey, listen to this, because they're going to say, I don't know if I really want to listen to this.
Yeah, he will definitely say that. I know that.
Well, I know. I'm picking up on that.
Okay, I want to ask you this for me now. I have diabetes, and none of your packages are for that, the pancreas specifically. Which one would I play to support my healing of my pancreas?
Well, you know what you could do? This program doesn't address directly the pancreas, but we're talking about the organs. If your organ is not functioning and there's something else happening that is, of course, the pancreas is all part of the organs. I mean, our systems working properly, it will be addressed. The main thing is my work is a little bit different than a lot of people, because I always say you allow the energy to come in and start working on you. Now, you could set an intention every day. even though you don't know when I'll be working on you, just say, you know, I really like to, you know, feel better in my body or have my pancreas healthy on top of everything else healthy in complete perfect harmony, because that's going to be anyway what I set up for the whole body to be in perfect harmony. And you set the positive intention. I'm talking about with the gratitude, okay, because we have to keep it high frequency, okay? And then allow the energy to go. And, of course, when you listen to any of my modules, I've had people buy programs for me, and I'm just saying this because it's true. As long as you have an intention and you listen to some, maybe an organ that's close to where you're at, it's going to go in there and work it anyway, okay? Because we're working with the highest frequency and your highest good of all. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So would you suggest one that would be like, I mean, would I go for liver or digestive system or stomach as being
I would say definitely to listen to them all. I would say the stomach would be the one I would suggest for where you're at. That's what I'm getting a ding-ding on. Okay. Yes. And I would stay in that for a while, at least 5 days. You know, if you feel, this is for everybody, if you feel something happening and you're listening to the MP3, I always want to emphasize more is not better with my programs, meaning listening to all of them in one day, thinking that, you know, you need this overload of energy. It actually confuses your system. So I say one or two of my MP3s per day, one or two, and then spread them out 8 hours apart. And just allow, if you feel like there's even after a week, there's something still happening in your stomach area, then, you know, that you're not going to outgrow this. These MP3s are going to be here forever. It's all about just unearthing whatever is there, whatever, if it's an inherited ancestral thing that's going on with you that's from your family line you don't even know, or some trauma that you stored there.
Yeah, I know there is.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
And right now, I've been doing a lot of healing work, and just in the last 2 days, my digestive system has been really weird. Are you able to make a little sound or something for me just to help that along at the moment?
That's a very good thing. Healing, when we're unearthing stuff, could be a little bit not always settling to the body, but it's always to know and trust and know that it's on its own. I can give you some energy and light, but just know sometimes things need to come up and you might feel like a little queasy. That's not a bad thing, okay?
Yeah.
I always tell
I'm
people just drink extra water.
But for the last 2 days, I've been a bit constipated, and I'm not usually.
You're definitely in the right program. I'll see what I could bring in some light right now for the few minutes. But you'll just get a taste of the and the life. The good thing is, I talk fast. Sorry, everybody. I have so much energy coming through me that it just comes through my voice. So sorry about that. I want everybody to know that the energy and light will come through you, and I will bring it through you to now right now. But again, it's not to your mind. Our minds always want to go in and dictate how the energy is supposed to work, but that's the beauty of Source. It already created you. It already knows where to go. All right? So we're just going to bring it in. So you ready to bring in some of your own life force with some sound? Okay.
Yes.
And again, I'll just do this for a minute here, and then I'll allow the energy to work, and I'll check and see if you can feel something shifting and changing, okay? All right, let's do that. Let's do it right now. Red, white light above your head and everything releasing in that light that doesn't serve you. You have a lot of heavy energy at the top of your head that I just cleared, which is not helping for the energy of light to come through your crown chakra. So we're just letting that leave. Can you feel that kind of releasing or getting a little bit lighter?
I can't feel it yet.
Okay. Well, you're again. You've had some trauma. Again, the last caller. So just allow. We're not going to force that traumatized part of your being to step aside, because that's not really serving you. We're letting you try on your light for size. See if you like your light. We're doing this with unconditional love. There it goes. Can you feel like something's starting to maybe expand a little bit on you?
Yeah.
So you see how I'm really working. This is amazing. I'm working with people, and it's great that we've all had a little trauma. Because this is my work, but my work is not always jolting. It has to go in the way that you, everybody, and that's why I'm doing remotes as well, so can receive it. Because not everybody's going to go do a quick, I'm known to really just jolt and bring in the energy through, and I could do that. But it's not serving you. Do you see how I had to kind of like go through the mind to kind of feel, I like my energy in my own light, because it's so peaceful. even though I work really fast and stuff, it's not really the energy I bring in. It's the energy of light. It's very loving and expansive. So let's just bring it down to your feet, and we'll be that'll really get you set and grounded with this. There it goes. It's going to your feet. You might feel taller. The energy really grounds into your feet. A lot of people feel taller or just even just more expansive. Okay, so how does that feel? A little bit more stabilizing.
I feel a general sort of calmness, nothing kind of dramatic, but yeah.
My dear, this is your light. Your light is coming into your body. It was a little bit blocked at the top of your crown chakra, which I cleared that. So what I'm trying to say is the energy is loving. It's nurturing because there's a part of your being that's been traumatized, okay?
Yeah. And I have been doing a lot of work on myself through different modalities. And I do feel that there's been a resistance, maybe a fear or something like that. So hopefully this will help to clear that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say here. I pick up on everything. I don't just pick up on do sound. I'm actually picking up on your inner child. I can see every age of you when I work with anybody, even for 2 minutes, of age of you from birth and conception to where you're at right now, and know what part of your being is traumatized, and actually lovingly work with that part of your being. Because otherwise, like you just said, you've been working with other modalities, and your part of your being is like, hey, not really wanting to feel that forced, okay? It's all about bringing you back into your true self and your light and let you remember that, oh, I am this. I am this. Oh, this is me. I am peaceful. I am loving, okay? And then from there, you get more trust in yourself that where this energy of, especially the work energy I do, the work of Source, goes in and starts releasing as you give consent to Source, because Source is not just going to come in and just rattle things up and do it peacefully. There's got to be free will, okay? We all have free will in our physical bodies, okay? So we just opened you up, and the energy right now is going to, you know, start helping you. So we just did a little bit of mini session, and of course you'll be working. I don't know if you had a session on my. You have the 21 days. So that's the beautiful thing is, we're going to do it in the most heavy, the highest good for you, okay? For the way you can receive it and work, because otherwise you force the inner child, they shut you down. All right. We don't want to shut you down.
And I guess I have been forcing it a bit because I'm a bit pushy.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. The ego, the ego mind wants to, yes, 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 I want to be in the light and I want to, well, you know what? Don't forget, everybody, we have a physical side that we need, but we've had some trauma. I know. That's why I know how to work with you. I've been traumatized most of my childhood. I wouldn't know what I was talking about right now if I didn't go through the healings myself, okay? And it continues. All
I have ancestral, I have a whole ancestral line of trauma.
Yeah.
And so I feel as if I'm clearing it for the whole mob of them.
You are.
You know, it just feels,
I'm going to let you go. Well, I'm going to have to let you go, sweetie, because
okay.
I just gave you the activation. Let us know. Let us know how you're doing.
Can I use the sleep one every day?
You can use it every day, up to two times.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I want to mention one thing because I'm talking.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Mahalo, much love.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That was a good. We have had a couple
good
callers here today.
Yeah. Very good explaining.
Well, I'm an intuitive, and I also pick up on deeper stuff beyond just bringing in sound and light to heal a body. I work in multi dimensions, and I'm also I see every aspect of you when I'm actually working. So I kind of know how to work with everybody individually, even though if we're working with a group or not, because we all receive the way we do. Because that was a really good one, what she said about resistance. You know, you can't just force feed some part of our being that's not really ready. You know, we have to kind of get them on board in some ways. You know.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
if you want to pick between 1 and 40.
Okay. So let's say number, I'm just going to just say 19.
19. All right. Number 19. Your first three digits are 479. You are unmuted. 479. Hello? 479? Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Is that me?
Who's this? Yep.
This is Hilda from Norway.
Hi, Hilda. Welcome
Hi.
To the call.
Thank you. I was just visualizing that you would pick my call, and you did.
Oh, it's divine intervention here. Hey, Hilda, how can I serve you today? What's going on? Any questions?
Yeah, above my eyes. They're a big concern of mine. They've been deteriorating rapidly for the past year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually picking up on that right now. You have a little bit of a hereditary issue going on there, which obviously I address that in everything I do. So, again, how old are you in the physical? Nobody knows you. Just curious.
54.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm just curious if you have had your eyes checked anyway.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
With the ophthalmologist, and they said that it was just age.
Well, it is, but that's what energy works all great about, is we could go in there, clear out the belief systems and also the lineage and ancestral energy. You know, to really get you back into where you're supposed to be, which is in perfect health. So I could just do a little clearing. I do feel that there's you have a lot of heavy energy around the top of your head. So I could clear a little bit of that for you and tell me if you feel a little bit like your eyesight gets better.
Perfect.
I don't know if you're in the program or not, but we'll address
system.
Okay. Yeah, just when you do the 21 days, and even though you don't know when it's happening, it's going to happen every day. Just set your intention every day. You don't have to, but I just kind of mention it. You know, what you're really wanting out of the outcome of this, okay?
Yes.
Like your positive intention, what you want out of the 21 days. Okay, so let's go ahead and do
it down.
Yeah, you could write it down. Just, you know, I always say it's more sacred if you could just remember it, because if you have somebody read it, that's not always sacred. But, you know, just set an intention, because that's all you need to do. So I want you to imagine, because we've never worked together before, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so I do sound. I'm a sound voice healer. I bring in the frequencies of source through my voice. So I want you to just imagine everything leaving into the light above your head, whatever that may be, of everything that doesn't serve you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's begin. So let's go ahead and just allow everything to go into the light for your highest good. Yeah, you do have a lot of energy there, so let's kind of move that out. Can you feel something starting to happen around the top of your head?
It's like
it's moving up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just moving out the heavy energy. Just keep breathing. Just let it go. Energy start to move through you. Are you starting to feel that? A flow?
Yeah.
Let it go. Bringing in your personal power to your feet right now, so you feel more whole, more alive, more peaceful, more expansive. So how does that feel, starting to feel that you're noticing?
Like a tingling in my legs.
Yeah. Can you feel that there's something lifting? Open your eyes really and look around. Do you see that something's kind of like maybe, I'm not going to tell you the answer, but do you feel like things might be, you might start feeling, looking like you're looking a little bit clearer through your lenses?
Not on the...
Of your...
On
your
words,
eyes.
Words I'm reading, but...
Well, everybody's different, but can you feel a sense of lightness coming through you? That's all. That's really the word I'm trying to say. Can you feel there's a sense of expansion starting to happen?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, it's okay. You've had trauma, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, the universe will usually send like the same type of people to me. So we can't force that inner child of you been traumatized, okay? So let's just kind of bring it in a little bit loving way. Because remember, we're just talking about resistance with the last caller. So we need to kind of we can't just force everybody that, you know, wants to get to the finish line, I call it, of our spiritual evolving, but it's all about keeping all parts of our being on board, our body, mind, and spirit, and also the body is the inner child, okay? So let's just do a little bit more sound. Okay, it just came in through right now, so you're kind of resisting. Do you feel that now, a little bit? Okay, there we go. I got a little bit more of a flow going through you. Some part of your being was just kind of resisting, and it's okay. You know, it's the fear of the unknown with their unconscious mind or ego. Do you understand that, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you feel a little bit something now happening?
Fears.
Yeah, you do. Right. We can't force. Mm-hmm. That's why if you're in the program, the 21 days is great because it bypasses the physical mind that tries to rationalize with everything happening. And, you know, that's part of our journey. You know, it's about trusting, you know. And right now, can you feel that there's maybe something slightly happening a little bit more since you're part of your being just said, oh, okay, that feels pretty good. It's like
there's like a whirlwind inside.
Yes, exactly. The whirlwind is you. The whirlwind is your own light. So it's just finding its own way in the way that serves you. Does that make sense? And can you feel that maybe the light or the swirling is actually feeling kind of light? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. So I worked with you the way that you could receive it, and just allow the energy and light to keep working on you all day long, because it's not going to stop, you know, just because I stopped working on you. I'm just giving you basically a taste of your true self. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a gift. So when, you know, I want people to know that I'm here and I serve you, but you're getting a gift from like the divine creator. It's almost like to be in gratitude of just saying, hey, you know, I got picked and I'm bringing in my light that's, you know, just given to me. And, you know, just know that that's like a gift. Okay.
Yeah.
Much luck to y'all. I'm glad I could bring in your true light. Huh?
Yeah. I started to work on my liver. Is it okay that I do that tonight as well, even though I have this session with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, my energies go hand in hand together. Yeah. Actually, you just got an extra boost, not that it would work, but it's just you got an extra power boost. So absolutely. And, whatever you feel too, it's all about what you feel. That feel serves you. So it's I definitely say I get a yes on that. So I'm going to disconnect with you also and say thank you, Hilda, for calling in.
Thank you.
And let me share my gifts with you today. Yeah. Much
thank
love.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you too. Have a great day. Much love.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to announce your offer link again so everybody has it. It's orderjoynow.com/organ19. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/organ19. And again, Dawn graciously extended her bonus, which is the 21-day remote healing that starts this Sunday. So if you jump in on her offer prior to Friday at midnight, you can take advantage of that special offer. So just passing that along if you feel called to work with this package. That is the bonus, which is a package in itself. With the 21-day day remote. So thank you, Dawn, for extending that for our
It's only exclusive with Heartache to Joy, by the way, because I don't do that anywhere else right now. So it's just with you guys.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Still lots of hands if you want to pick between 1 and 44.
Okay. I'm just trying to be fair with everybody here as best as I can. Okay, let's say number... 14.
All right. Number 14 is a web call. So if you called in through your web, this is you and you are unmuted. Hello. If you called in via your computer, you are unmuted. Hello. Are you there?
Okay.
All right. So that's not working. Okay. All right. What did you say? Number 14, right?
Yeah, that one didn't answer, right?
Right. So I put their hand down. So the next number 14 is 617, first three digits. 617, you are unmuted. Hello, 617? You're unmuted. You're almost gone.
Hello.
All right. Hi, there you are.
Hello. Hi. I thought I was like a higher number, so when you said 14, I was like, that's not me.
That's you. Welcome.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
So what's going on? Do you have any questions
or
anything?
I did something to my back, but it's affecting, like, my female space, the lower back area, kind of hip. I was just wondering if you could help with that.
Well, we could try to help with some pain. Today's the organs, but we're going to how long has that been going on?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Okay. Are you an active person?
Usually I've just been working a lot, so I haven't been as active as I normally am.
Well, I'm picking up for you a little stress-related, so I don't know. Do you have anything going on stress-wise?
Yeah, work-related.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll bring in some energy to there. I'm just going to do, like, mini sessions if you want to, or if you're open to it. And, of course, you know, we're talking about if you have anything ongoing with your body or just want to be healthy, then we're talking about the program today. But let's go ahead and just bring in some light. I'm just letting people try on their own light for size because that's the work, the energy we'll be working with, in the, especially in the remotes. And also if they work with me. So are you ready to feel some of your own true energy?
Yeah.
It's called the light of who you truly are. All right, so we have not worked together before, right? And I'm a sound healer. So I imagine you're probably kind of open to that, right? Because sound is all, I mean, the frequency, I call it the divine. Actually, there's no words to it. That's what makes it so high frequency. So we're going to bring in the true light of who you are, and everybody who we're here on the call that we're working with, that all has their own divine light. So our energy, I call it your own unique energy signature. We're going to bring it in through your body, which is your own light. Okay, that's an easy way to explain it. So let's just bring it through and see if it kind of releases. But you do have a little bit deeper stuff, so I can only do so much, but we'll see what we can do here in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Thank you so much.
Let everything go in the light that's not your highest good, and imagine a beautiful divine light, whatever you do, of the Creator in your own way, above your head. So let's do that now. So I think there's somebody, is there somebody at work you don't see eye to eye with or something?
Yeah, my boss.
Oh, yeah, well, they're kind of like at the top of your head. So I'm just going to clear them right now. I'm not going to get into the story, but just letting you know that you need to keep yourself protected in some ways on a daily basis, okay?
Okay.
It's funny, I picked up on it right away. Oh, it's just, I see everything. Let it go. Your head should start feeling a little bit lighter here in a minute. Your body was a little backed up. We're letting all the stress kind of release right now into the light above your head. Just breathe and let it go. Can you feel something kind of expanding and flowing through you starting?
Yes.
Yeah. And even through your back area, are you aware of that?
Yeah, kind of
moving
a little
up. Bit. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to take a little time. We just need to get a part of your energy open so it could release. So take a deep breath and tell me what you're starting to feel.
I'm actually feeling a release of some pressure kind of in the back of my neck,
mm-hmm.
around my heart space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've been frustrated for a while. I don't know if you'd like your job or, feel stuck. I'm picking up on that a little bit. All right. So,
yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm just kind of moving the stagnated energy out right now that I could do in 2 minutes. Energy continues beyond us working together. So I just kind of got things moving for you because you were kind of like bottled up like a, contained container with the lid closed. You know what I mean? So I just cleared off some heavy energy that was at the top of your head. So there's energy. So your energy system knows where to flow out. Otherwise, what happens is we get so stagnated, and that's what I was seeing, and it's causing all kinds of havoc in your body. Okay. So I'm not saying that the back problem is going to disappear in 2 minutes. It might, may not. Right now I'm just letting you feel your light and feeling your own energy so your body can start healing itself. And of course, if you work with me, I can work on and address the deeper issues. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, but feel it. Don't you feel like there's something expanding? Like you're feeling maybe you're breathing a little deeper right at this moment?
Yeah, I feel more kind of in my body.
Yep, I just did that for you. That's a gift, by the way. It's a gift to bring in your own light. I really am very gifted in doing that for people. I'm bringing your own light in your body. So I just want to say thank you, Stacey. That's why I do these mini sessions, so people can actually feel their true self, and I actually show you what I could do and show you the gift of you and bringing your life force energy. So this way, there's ways to heal that's natural, and I'm all about natural healing and do it in the most effortless, easiest way. So. With all that said, Stacey, I just cleared out a lot on you and cleared that heavy energy. I do highly suggest you do put some protection around yourself every day in your own way because you're working on people who don't see eye to eye with you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
thanks for joining.
Yeah.
Let us know how you're doing, Stacey.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. We got a good variety of calls today, Gretchen.
There really is. So this is a question from Dawn. Dawn is asking, during the 21 days, can we do the MP3s? Also, can we do the sleep MP3 with other MP3s?
You can mix and match my MP3s within the 21 days. I just let people know you just need to spread them out. No, not one on top of each other. So you could do 8 hours apart. I always say 8 hours because it gives your body enough time to kind of integrate, start integration, okay, because it's all about each module is going to be geared towards a different area. And, of course, this whole program is all about bringing all our energy systems back into perfect harmony. It's not just working on one. So if you're one of these people out there, they're like, hey, I really don't have this organ issue going on. Well, we're talking about bringing your whole body system back into perfect alignment, okay, everybody. It's not just having one issue with one organ or whatever because – I was mentioning this with my colleague the other day with Aram. We're all going through right now ascension symptoms right now, everybody, of just release. You know, a lot of people, including myself, are just release, clearing. Well, it's reaping havoc on our physical bodies, everybody. And I can tell you, even myself, before I knew how to work with these frequencies of really bringing in the organ program, I had a lot of lag or a lot of heaviness in my organs for a while, and I actually even gained weight. So this might even help you lose weight. I'm not going to make any claims, but I know it will because it's going to get your energy systems in your body, your organs, everything, get it to the best it can. I mean, if you've had surgery, this is going to really help you with that as well as get your organs back to feeling better and actually functioning better at your highest because right now you might have some issues going on of stagnation, blockage. Scar tissue is another one, okay, guys? So not to say that you don't need surgery. I mean, you have to do what you got to do. But what happens is anytime we have blockage in the body, if it's caused from trauma, from surgeries, or even ascension symptoms. Ascension systems means we're just doing our spiritual work. We need to keep the physical body systems healthy, everybody. This is essential. We can be on the spiritual fast track, if you want to call it, and do the work. But our body is not really up to that level or that speed. So it's like we need to be aware that our body don't really function at that speed. So we need to kind of keep that part of our being on board healthy because otherwise our bodies are the ones that kind of suffer. So we're talking about helping your body really function at its highest during this big time of change for everybody on the planet, okay? On top of if you've had surgeries or trauma. So I really want to mention that, Gretchen, about that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So we have a couple minutes left. I'm going to announce the gift link here directly. And I also see that somebody is asking, Dawn is asking, if we can devote a couple minutes together to send healing energy to the Amazon. So I don't know if that's something that you would like to do with us, Dawn. All right.
Yeah.
So let
we'll
me
do,
announce
we'll do
the gift
activation.
Link first. Yeah. Okay. Let me announce the gift link first, and then we'll jump into that. So the gift that Dawn is giving us is called Energy System Reboot, Re-Energize, and Align Your Energy. It's an MP3, and it is super powerful. So Dawn picked this gift especially for us to coincide with this package. So it's really to kind of complement that. And it's yours for free because you were here with us today live, or you're listening to the replay. And so the link is fhtjoy.com/giftdawn. Again, it's fhtjoy.com/giftdawn, gift dawn. So that is your free gift. You can enjoy that. Thank you, Dawn, so much for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. And so does everybody else. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All
my
right.
pleasure. And thank you. It's my thank you to everybody being here today. So I appreciate that
awesome.
As well.
So, so if you want to guide us through the healing energy to send to the Amazon, and then after we're done with that, we'll just close the call. I just want to say my goodbyes now and thank everybody for joining us. I so appreciate you having us or being with us here today. And Dawn, I really appreciate you joining us at this early, early hour for you.
That's okay. It's funny. Once I come alive and I start running energy through my body, I'm like, I don't even need, I don't drink caffeine anyway. As you could tell, I don't need it, right?
Yes, it's a good thing.
I don't need it. It's the energy of life force that flows through me that makes me so exuberant that people are like, wow, what's she taking? I'm like, it's called high on life. Okay?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Dawn.
All right. All right, guys. Well, we'll get everybody high in life here. So let's go ahead and just do a little heart expansion, putting the Amazon rainforest. I want you to imagine that in the best of your ability because everybody is visual. Just imagine that beautiful Amazon rainforest being nurtured by the divineness. And we're going to kind of open up our hearts. We're going to bring that little Amazon rainforest, even if it's a thought in your heart chakra, to heal the Amazon rainforest and actually, put out the fires and everything that's going on there to heal it back into beautiful divine perfection. So let's just do it by sending out love to the Amazon rainforest. Now we're going to do a little heart activation for that. So you could actually imagine it happening or just put up the Amazon in your own words. Just imagine it or think about it for the next few moments. And this is actually like sending energy of love to the world. The world that needs healing. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's do that now. Let's receive and allow. Okay, everybody, let's just take a deep breath with that and allow. So that's an activation that's beyond our mind, that could reach beyond time, space, realities, dimensions, especially to the Amazon rainforest. So it's called Complete Healing for actually the Amazon and the Earth. So I wanted to say thank you for allowing me to bring that activation to our beautiful planet right now, and especially the Amazon rainforest. So thank you, everybody, for being here, as Gretchen has mentioned. And I just want to say a big much of love to all of you. Send all love and respect and honor. And just thank you for doing your soul work and listening here with me and Gretchen today. And really, you know, taking place and doing your part, because as you change yourself, everybody, you change everything around you, including the consciousness of our planet. And it's so essential right now. So much love to everybody. A big aloha.
Awesome.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great rest of your week, and talk soon.